Perhaps you're one of the growing number of people who use the internet for everything from holiday shopping to booking airline flights to reading the daily newspaper. Well, commentator Douglas Rushkoff says the reason for this change is more than just personal choice.
Should the internet be placed right below cigarettes, alcohol, and gambling on the ever-growing list of American addictions? Psychologist David Greenfield, who analyzed 17,000 questionnaires filled out over the past year at the ABC News website, says yes. He announced his findings to the American Psychological Association, who no doubt will soon join the American Pediatric Association in condemning today's media for its negative social impact. Unfortunately, studies like this one are often ill-conceived and altogether miss what's really going on. Perhaps doctors are biased against the internet. After all, who has been more challenged by interactive technologies? Today's cyber-literate patients now second-guess treatments and look for alternative therapies online. Maybe this is why medical professionals tend to blame interactive technologies themselves rather than their current coercive application for any ill effects. They've identified the symptoms, but not the real cause. It's not the internet nor its underlying technology that leads to addictive behavior, but rather the techniques that e-commerce practitioners use to lure us to their sites and then keep us there. Over the past 4 years, marketers have turned a powerful communications medium into a direct marketing platform more debilitating than any mail order catalog. Web designers are using the internet to automate the most coercive weapons from the marketer's arsenal. It's a recipe for addiction and dependence. The most common of their techniques is called stickiness. This means finding ways to make a website work like flypaper so that users cannot escape. Websites are designed to fill your computer screen with pop-up windows that must be individually closed. The architecture, colors, and graphics are tested for their ability to draw you involuntarily towards the buy button. Internet merchants place tiny programs called cookies on your hard drive to record and analyze your online habits. If the last time you came to one of these sites, you responded best to red buttons and offers that ended in 88 cents, then the cookie will help the site reproduce those conditions that led to the most loyal, consumptive behavior from you. The interactive media space can certainly be used to induce addiction. Ironically, this has been accomplished by making the internet less, not more, interactive. We surrender the keyboard, conversation, and correspondence to the mindless clicking of the mouse. But an e-commerce website, however addictive, does not represent the function of the internet any more than a Spiegel catalog represents mail.
Douglas Rushkoff is a syndicated columnist. His latest book is called Coercion: Why We Listen to What They Say.